Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I'd like to bring in our next guest, and that is Joe Rexroad of the Lansing State Journal, covers Michigan State extremely well. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, Jack. How's it going?
Well, as if you need something else to complicate your life. You have a Michigan State football section, a giant preview coming out tomorrow. I assume that is all done, and you've got a lot to cover this week with the opener of Western Michigan, and suddenly it's basketball season again.
Yeah, it's some different kind of newsmaking going on over there lately. But, yeah, I think I just got done proofing the preview section, so I probably added like three errors, and I would have been better off just leaving it alone. But yeah, it just continues, and it's kind of some of the same people here. Corey Lucius, really only one thing last year, got suspended one public thing, got suspended for the Penn State game after he skipped some classes. But I think one of those guys who has been talked about by Tom Izzo in terms of accountability and things like that. And so I don't know, by my count, I believe this is a decade now since Tom Izzo's had a basketball player in any legal trouble. Unless I'm forgetting something, I go back to Mateen Cleese on that. Is that how you remember it too?
Yeah, I think you're about right. That's you're going back to, 1999?
Right.
Yeah. In terms of what we have seen, Chris Allen now moving on to Iowa State, and Tom said at the time that there were some things that he wanted to get straightened up, and maybe this was one of them. We don't know what the situation has been, but he said, hey, there might be a couple of things going on.
Right. And I think, in general, even with Chris, and I think it comes down to people with Chris are going to say, and now they're going to say, okay, wait a minute. Now Chris is gone, and it was for, nothing real specific, publicly, for not being a good teammate, for there were some things Tom put out there a little bit. Academics were definitely a part of it, and maybe some curfews, but nothing real, not one incident people can point to. Now people are going to look at this and say, well, why isn't Corey Lucius gone? But again, there are some things that are obviously not going to be made public, and that's how it always is in cases like this. I think you can look at everything and say, in general, it's some guys who just need to have more accountability off the court.
Right. Well, first of all, we don't know whether Corey Lucius will or won't be gone.
Well, this is true.
When it's over. And number two, anyone who thinks that there is one specific incident which can lead you to being taken off the Michigan State basketball team, probably a little bit naive. Usually it takes a multitude of things, unless it is a felony conviction. And, it's kind of repeat behavior that that provokes something from the coach that, guys aren't sitting down for jaywalking.
Well, exactly. And, that's where, Chris Allen talked to someone last week, I believe from Yahoo, and talked about the situation a little bit. And if you read that, it was like late a couple times and things like that. And of course, if you're Chris Allen, you don't want to be out there known as a troublemaker, a malcontent, or whatever. But there are just things that can't be written or reported in things like this. Like you said, you have to be able to assume that there were quite a few things that led up to that.
Right. I think someone would be living in a time capsule if they thought that being late one time or even twice would lead to someone who was a starter on a Big Ten championship team and a Final Four team from disappearing. But once again, it's not in the program's best interest in airing that laundry. And sometimes maybe that's up to the media to find it out, but that's not easy either.
Right.
So in terms of what this kind of thing means and sending a message, Tom Izzo seems like he has unlimited chips to play here, and where other coaches we have seen, as soon as a player gets in trouble, the spotlight turns to the coach. Here it looks like the spotlight is pretty much on the player.
Yeah. I think back to, like we said, going back a long time since a Michigan State basketball player has had any kind of legal issue. And, you know, I think back to when Mateen Cleaves had, I think he was in a car with Andre Hudson and they had an open beer or something like that. And, you know, he had a press conference, I believe it was the next day with Mateen Cleaves there. So I think he's handled things. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of practice handling these things, but he handles things like this differently than a lot of coaches, more publicly maybe. And it'll be very interesting to see. Again, they put out a statement today, gathering more information, and that makes sense. You want to find out exactly what took place and what the situation is. It'll be interesting to see what his public statement and what he does. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what his decisions are when he has all the information.
Well, and once again, it usually it involves more than one incident when there is a real serious discipline situation. Mateen Cleaves, there was the incident with Antonio Smith at the 7-Eleven, and there was an incident with an apartment door that was damaged after mm-hmm. a win over Michigan. So there were a number of things like that as well. So time for a football question, Joe.
Good, thank you.
Yeah. you were there today. You heard Mark D'Antonio. He seemed a little looser to you than normal.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, he seemed almost jocular to me, this whole thing about, someone will do the kicking and a couple other things that seemed very loose compared to the normal Mark D'Antonio.
I did think he enjoyed not answering my question about the kickers, yes. no, but yeah, I think you're right. You know, maybe it's for him, it's like finally, you know, the main news is a football game, and you know, finally going to get back on the field, and maybe this is really the first week that some of the stuff from last year off the field can be put away. I don't know; that's just a guess on my part, but maybe he just feels good about his team.
How good should he feel about his team?
I think he should feel pretty good about his team and about their chances to. I think the schedule's good. They're going to have two games they should definitely win. But also teams that will challenge them in some ways here in the next couple of weeks before mm-hmm. Notre Dame comes in. And I just think it all sets up nicely for them to develop what they need to develop. And, you know, I think the defense is the question, but he's got players. You know, that's the thing. If you're a coach,
right.
And you can coach up whatever you want, but he's got some of the guys over there
yeah.
who can make plays. And so,
absolutely.
You know, I think that's where some optimism comes from, along with certainly the offense and quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Right. Hey, Joe, you can read all about this tomorrow, right? It's on Wednesday?
Yes, coming
all
up
right.
tomorrow, big preview section and stuff in the regular section on Ant Campbell and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds great. Joe Rexroth of the Lansing State Journal, our guest. We'll be right back with Dr. John Braccio.